In this episode, we'll discuss how to improve your understanding of human nature through Robert Greene's writings in The Laws of Human Nature. The key to mastering the laws is that we engage the ideas with great effort and insight. Reading is not enough. It takes tremendous energy to challenge our beliefs and increase our self-awareness, because we are ultimately strangers to our own nature. However, it is easier than ever to study our minds. In the last 100 years, we have made enormous strides in psychology. There has never been a better moment to explore bias, empathy, and human evolution. It is also more important to understand human nature in the 21st century than any other time in history. As we reflect on the violence of the 20th century, it is clear that our nature can drive us to terrible things. With the power of new technologies, such as social media, we see human nature in a viral form. Hateful messages, mob intimidation, and echo chambers abound. As these technologies understand our behavior through machine learning, we must strive to understand ourselves. Robert Greene says, "Because the higher impulse is weaker, connecting to it requires effort and insight." Radical change is possible for those who do master the laws. Robert makes the following 7 promises for his students of human nature. Promise number 1, the laws will work to transform you into a calmer and more strategic observer of people, helping to free you from all the emotional drama that needlessly drains you. In my own experience, this is the most immediate benefit of the laws. Before I read the book, Robert and I discussed the pain of working for a psychotic boss.
There's a whole literature about what we call the psychotic boss. We've all dealt with that. It's the boss where nothing you can do quite will ever please them. They're very difficult.
Through our discussion, I felt relieved by Robert's explanation of what drives these people. He was quick to point out that it isn't about you as an individual. These people are replaying old dramas, and you are in their path.
You have to realize the worst thing is to take everything personally and get emotional. Mm-hmm. So people who are psychotic bosses, their power is in grabbing your emotions and entangling you in a drama. They're better at it. They're more aggressive. They're nastier. They're more difficult. They're more amoral than you are. You're never going to win playing to their strengths. They thrive on making you emotional. Mm. So you have to learn in general in life to stop taking things so emotionally.
After our interview, I was able to approach a certain boss with tolerance and calm. Promise number 2, the laws will make you a master interpreter of the cues that people continually emit, giving you a much greater ability to judge their character. When people present a strong front, they are often trying to cover a weakness. The laws explain these shadows that drive our behavior. Next time you hear someone talk about their vibrant dating life, ask yourself if they are covering up insecurity about their divorce. Seeing this kind of overcompensation in your own life can be liberating. Promise number 3, the laws will empower you to take on and outthink the toxic types who inevitably cross your path and who tend to cause long-term emotional damage. This may be the most exciting promise. We've all been around toxic people and felt helpless. We dream of navigating the social world with grace and leaving these types behind us. The trouble is that toxic people are often skilled and complex. To outdo them, you must be even more skilled. Reading the laws is just the beginning. This may take a lifetime. So, be sure to view each encounter with a toxic person as an opportunity to grow. 4, the laws will teach you the true levers for motivating and influencing people, making your path in life that much easier. Many of my podcast discussions center on leading other people. It is one of the most challenging tasks in life, and I will never run out of material to discuss. However, there are behavioral patterns that the best leaders have relied on through the ages. The greatest influence is the tone the leader sets. As a military veteran, I've seen the influence of a new commanding officer spread to an organization of 130 people in a matter of days. By recognizing the power of human nature in influencing groups of people, you can get through life much more efficiently. Promise number 5, the laws will make you realize how deeply the forces of human nature operate within you, giving you the power to alter your own negative patterns. In conflict, it is so easy to point the finger. He's a narcissist. She's just jealous. And so on. With a deep look at the forces that push and pull your behavior, you will recognize the part that you play in conflict. The more you meditate on this topic, the more you will realize that it applies almost every time. Promise number six, the laws will transform you into a more empathetic individual, creating deeper and more satisfying bonds with the people around you. We are social animals with tremendous potential to understand each other and build relationships. The laws are a lens to better view people in our lives. When we begin to understand our narcissism, that's law number two, we can also see how much energy is spent on ourselves. This narcissistic energy can be channeled outward to connect to others in a deep relationship. If we fail to connect with others, the temptation to connect with ourselves through harmful self-pity will grow. To learn more about freeing yourself from self-pity, I recommend all of Robert's books, but especially The 50th Law, that's Robert with 50 Cent. I'll put a link to that in the description. Promise number seven, the laws will alter how you see your own potential, making you aware of a higher, ideal self within you that you will want to bring out. We have a strong impulse to take the path of least resistance. Pleasure, conformity, and distraction will rule us without effort. The laws shine a light on our shortcomings and our lower nature. Through this awareness, we can consciously choose to resist and take the higher path. It is paradoxical, but we can be liberated by discipline. For an in-depth look at our nature, be sure to subscribe to get this whole series on The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene.